We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of the day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our sister in Christ, gorgeous sister Melanie Randall. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just great. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Spain's Construction. Thank you. Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Quality work by a company that has Christian values. Today is Thursday. We're going to try to have a word from Pastor Dwight through the Truth broadcast. So following the program, we'll end it, and then we'll reset the iPad and then come back with a word from Pastor Dwight. I think I covered it all this morning. I got the nod. Weehaw. Would you please pray to start us out?
Well, Father God, we just want to thank you for another beautiful morning. Thank you, God. It just seems that these days are quickly passing. And so I think of the scripture that says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Help us to live each day wisely, God. And so I thank you for what you have given me, Lord, to share. And I thank you for those that are listening, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that we would all be edified by this word, Lord, and that we would see that we must choose to be refined by the fire and not to refuse and to retreat. I pray that someone will be out listening, Lord, that does not know you, that they may choose to follow you, God, that they may see the need of having you in their lives. And so, God, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all that you have done and are doing and will continue to do for us. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we do have a book giveaway this month. We just started doing that again. So if you would like to be entered to win the book is A City on Our Knees by Toby Mac. All you have to do is like the program, share the program, and then comment done in the comments. Now I've covered it all. You know, that's that when stuff changes, it takes me a minute to, you know, make the adjustments and remember it and get in line with it. So
yes. I understand.
But it's okay.
Yes.
I'm trying.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I like your title this morning.
All right.
Will you be refined or refuse and retreat?
Amen. Go right ahead.
Go right on ahead.
All right.
I'm ready.
Well, I want to first start off by reading lyrics to a song. And I just recently heard about this. Some of you are country music fans. And this is a song by Dolly Parton. I understand she had an actual dream of God standing on a mountain and saying, don't make me come down there.
With the Bible belt.
Yes. Yes.
I
mean, I was just thrown, you know, when I heard that. And then she wrote a song, you know, from what she had seen and witnessed in the dream. And so these are the lyrics to the song. It says, last night I had a dream about God. He was standing on a mountaintop, looking down around in such dismay. And in my dream, I heard him say, don't make me have to come down there. My children, you had best beware. If you don't pay attention, consequences will be dire. Don't make me have to come down there. I've told you time and time again, you can't disobey and hope to win. I am still the boss here in case there's any doubt. You know I put you in this world and I can take you out. Don't make me have to come down there. You've always been my cross to bear. I've let you try my patience as all good fathers do. You're on my last nerve. I've had it up to here with you. I gave you a book. You didn't read it. I gave you my word. You didn't heed it. Gave you a map. You said you didn't need it. And now you've lost direction and you're wandering aimlessly. Don't make me have to come down there. This is not a game of truth or dare. Now, I don't want to punish you, but if it has to be, this is going to hurt you more than it hurts me. Don't make me have to come down there. Bridge this great divide and make repairs. Go to your room and pray till you can learn to play fair. Don't make me have to come down there. Politics, earthquakes, erratic weather, pandemics, war and hate. Turn a deaf ear, a blind eye. I'm wondering whether I should take my Bible belt and whip you into shape. Don't make me have to come down there. My children, you had best beware. Clean up this mess and put on something decent to wear. Don't make me have to come down there. Don't make me have to come down there. My children, you had best beware. Why can't you learn to listen and learn to love and share? Don't make me have to come down there. Now, if that's not a not words of warning, as words of, you know, letting us know that we really need to get it together. We, the people on this earth, need to really take heed to that which God has, you know, told us. We need to take heed to his word. We need to take heed to the things that are transpiring because it's a fulfilling of his word. And so, God will speak to whomever he, you know, desires to speak to. And, you know, we can't be saying, well who's Dolly Parton? What's she talking about? She better keep on singing her country music. No, you know, God will speak to people, even of affluence, so that, you know, they can reach others that are in that same area to let them know, you know, God is, you know, trying to warn us. He is trying to, you know, tell us something. And so we need to take heed to what is being said. I even listened to Glenn Beck just yesterday after seeing that and reading that on my phone. I decided to go to listen to Glenn Beck, a dream that he had, which was quite profound as well. And so we're living in a day and a time period in which we have to take a stand for God. We can't fold into the cultural pressures of what's going on in the world. And sometimes it's even disheartening when you see Christian leaders that are, I call it, running interference for the devil. You know, standing up for what's evil instead of standing up for what's right. Something's, you know, gone amok. Something's gone awry here when we, you know, call ourselves to be disciples of Christ, but yet we're standing for the things that the devil is, you know, trying to bring in, you know, over as a for everybody to follow. And so we need to, you know, be aware and beware. Be aware and beware. We need to do both of those things. All righty. So I hope you got the message there. It was straight and to the point. The message that I'm getting ready to share is kind of like a little side thing off from that, and is letting us know that we're going to go through the fire. We're going to be ostracized at times. We're going to be isolated at times. But things are going to transpire in our lives to let us know, you know, where we stand with God. And so this is why the message comes, be refined or refuse and retreat. God has placed us in a a place of advancement to keep going on advancing the kingdom of God. And so we can't let anything come that will cause us to back up, to retreat. The word refine means bring to a pure state, to free from moral imperfection, to improve or perfect by pruning. The Strong's gives the definition to clarify, to purge away, to purify. And so you see there that being refined is a thing in which you're going to be in the furnace of life, if you will, because this is how we become into the image of God and being purified. Is we have to step into that furnace. And, you know, when you think about the Hebrew boys and how they had to step into that furnace, a literal furnace. But before they had to step into the literal furnace, they had to make up their minds. There had to be kind of a spiritual furnace going on within them to let them know, now, am I going to stand? Am I going to take my stand for the God that I say that I serve? Or am I going to refuse what God says and retreat from the place he's brought me to? What am I going to do? See, they had to make up in their mind before they got into the literal physical furnace. They had to go through a spiritual thing here in their mindset to be able to stand strong and to walk in there. By the time they got to that point of walking in, they have made up their mind. Hey, there's no turning back now. We're going to go in and make our stand. And if it means for us, you know, to leave this world, then we go with God. And so they took that stand. And you know what's really sticks out of my mind about that too, is that the men that threw them in there, they were consumed. They didn't even have to step into the furnace. They was just close enough that the heat consumed them. And so you see right there, you know, that had to be something to see, that the enemy's trap, the enemy's destruction caught the enemy up. See, that which the enemy had planned for God's people, it took them, it caught them up into a place of destruction. And so you have to know that God will make a way for you. He will make a way. There's a scripture in Isaiah 48:10, and it says, "Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction." In the furnace of affliction, God has caused us to be tried. And so what are we saying here? We're saying we've got to go through the furnace of affliction. One way or the other, we're going to have to face something in our lives that's going to have to bring us to a particular place in God where we reflect the image of God. Because it doesn't happen just automatically, see. We just can't keep living our lives and everything being just so perfect and so good and so just, you know, joyful every day. everything that happens to you is a joyful thing. And no, we because everything just going easy all the time doesn't put us into the image of Christ. And so what really refines us, what really brings us into that place are the afflictions in life, the trials in life. Those are the things that will bring us out looking like the Lord Jesus. And so your character is proved in the furnace of affliction. And what happens when somebody puts metal in to a furnace to try to get it refined? And what's the purpose of, you know, putting that thing in there? Well, they have to let all the impurities of that metal come up to the top, and it has to be skimmed off. And why is that so important? Well, eventually, after they do this so many times, it might be up to 7 times or whatever, that they have to keep putting this thing in. After a while, when they look at the metal, they're going to see their reflection, and it won't be a distorted reflection. When they see the most perfect, clear image of themselves in the metal, then they know that that thing is ready. Okay, you see what I'm saying? When we, now think about this spiritually, when God gets all this stuff skimmed off of us in the furnace of affliction, when all the impurities, when all the weights, the sins, the everything that causes us to not act like Christ, when all that stuff comes up to the surface and we go through what we need to go through so that we can look like Christ, we won't present a distorted image of God. See this is what's going on right now. We got too many distortions.
Come on.
In the body of Christ. Y'all hear what I'm saying? We've got people that saying they represent God, but there's a distortion there. I don't know how many of you all happen to watch the Grammys. I didn't watch them. I used to watch the Grammys, but I could tell it was just, you know, in these later years, it was just getting more and more, I don't know, just, it was very, very distorted and showing things of a demonic nature. And this year was the ultimate. This year was the ultimate when they had Mr. Sam Smith with his satanic ritual coming out with this hat with horns on his head and looking these other things, beings around him, groping after him like demons. And it was just unreal. And just other people, Mr. Jay-Z and some others up there doing this little mockery thing of the Lord's Supper. You know, we got to, the reason I'm bringing this out, because we got to let people know what's really going on in the world, and that we don't want our children to be a part of this. Now, if you see your child, you know, looking at something on their phone, looking like that, looking demonic, so it's time for you to, it's not time for you just to walk on by and say, oh, well, they'll, mm-hmm. No, you better take some authority in your household and say, no, you're not watching this, not in my household. I may not know what all you're doing in your house, but you're not going to bring this into my household, you know, because the enemy is not playing, people of God. He is not playing. And so there's a lot of demonic activity going on. There's a lot of distortion going on. I told my son, I said, well, it's time for Christians to let the Grammys go. I said, it's time for them just to walk away from that scene. I said, if they ever didn't know that when it was time to let it go, they should know it now.
Come on.
It's time to not participate in that. And you might be thinking, well, but I don't work hard. I need to be recognized. God has not said you got to have the accolades of men through a demonic means for you to be recognized. No. You ain't got to be recognized like that. And I'm like this. I write poetry. I write songs. I do a lot of writing. If I don't never get recognized, my recognition is coming in heaven.
Come on.
I'm telling you, that's the ultimate recognition. Amen. I'm looking for. That's an eternal recognition in glory.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, it's time for us to set a standard, people of God. You can't look for the accolades of man over that which God can do for you. And so it's time for us to take a stand and say, hey, I don't represent. I'm not going to sit out there in that crowd and view that, because I don't represent that. But when you are there watching and looking upon what's going on, you are part of the scenario. You're part of the problem. Really, you're participating. It's time for you to say, hey, now, wouldn't it have been something somebody had just stood up, a Christian, right in the middle of that, and say, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I'm serious. They might have put him out. Well, they wouldn't have to put him out. I would have said that and walked out. I said, I've done my part. Now it's time for me to go.
Amen.
We better take a step. This is part of being refined. This is part of us being refined in the fire. When afflictions come, when conflicts come, when opposition comes. See, being refined is when opposition faces you. What if somebody had to step in the middle and said that? Yes, opposition would have came then, because all them people that was enjoying all of that mess, they would have came against that person and said, what are you saying? Why are you here? You know, I could just see it now. You would have done your part and faced the opposition and take a stand for God, and God would have recognized, hey, that's my child. But if you're just sitting there just watching and not, you know, not saying anything about it, it's like you become an accomplice. You know, like the person that is an accomplice to murder because they drive the getaway car. You know what I mean? And they try to tell someone, well, I didn't do the killing. No, but you helped the one that did. You helped them get away. You are an accomplice to these things. So it is time for us to stand and not be accomplice to that which is evil. Stand on the side which is of the righteousness of God. It's time for us to, you know, let us go on through. Let us go on through the fire so that we can come out looking like the one we say we serve. That we show the pure, true image of God. Let me go to another scripture here, Malachi 3:3. Malachi 3:3, the last book of the Old Testament here. And it says, but who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Now see what the refiner's fire does for you. I read verses 2 and 3 in that. It causes you to take on an image where you can offer up righteousness, an offering of righteousness. See, God is not trying to receive your sacrifice and your offering if you're walking in rebellion, or if you're walking in, you know, in a place where you're not trying to do that which God has asked you to do. You're trying to walk in your own way. But an offering of righteousness comes because you have allowed yourself to be refined in that fire. There's nothing like going through, as I call them, the triple T's, test, trials, and tribulations. Y'all have heard me talk about these triple T's. There's nothing like going through the trials of life that helps you to become humble. hear me? Helps you to become the big H, humble. These things, the triple T's, will humble you. Yes, they will. They will humble you. And, you know, when you walk through these things that come in your life and you allow God to refine you, you even gain a greater compassion towards others that are walking through. It changes your spiritual mindset about things when you walk through the things that you walk through in life. I'm talking about when you walk through and come out on the other side. I'm not talking about you walk through and, you know, and be destroyed. Because, see, let me say this. The refiner's fire is not for destruction. It's for purification. Let's get that right out there at the front. Somebody's thinking that, you know, the refiner's fire is to destroy me. It's not for your destruction. It's for your purification. And then you can reach out to others and help them in their affliction. That's what it's for. That is exactly what it's for. And so we've got to embrace, if you will, when we see the test or the trial that's coming, we it's not time to start backing up. So, oh, no, I see it coming. Let me back away from this. Oh, no, no. It's really time for us to run towards it. That's what it's for. We need to run towards it so we can go ahead, go through, and get on out of that thing. And then we can help somebody else that has faced some of the similar situations that we have faced. We can help them to go through. But how are you going to go through if you're always retreating? How are you going to be, how is a soldier, a real soldier in the military, how is he going to be on the front lines and every time somebody put, he's retreating all the time? You know, oh, no, it's time to stop the retreat. It's time for us to be like they used to do in the military, in the army hundreds of years ago. Be like the bugle boy, blow that thing and then start running, you know, running towards. They didn't the guy that would blow the bugle a lot of times didn't even have a weapon. You know, isn't that something? He would blow that thing and then start running towards the conflict. My God, that speaks volumes to me. Don't even have a physical weapon in your hand, but you run and say, well, I'm just going to blow the alarm. This is what I do. I blow the sound of the alarm. Somebody in the body of Christ needs to blow, sound the alarm. That's what I'm doing. I'm sounding the alarm. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. So I've told God, you know, I'll be the one. I'll be the one to sound the alarm. Somebody has to. Amen. All righty. The refiner's fire, as we said, is for purification and not destruction, and it's not for your total annihilation. It's just not for that. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. So we can get some other scriptures that will let us know that we can go through these particular things in life. We can face them head on. We don't have to retreat. We don't have to recede. We don't have to regress. We don't have to do none of that.